This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Bourbon Street in New Orleans has reopened after that horrific truck attack that killed 14 people and the truck driver. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The city of New Orleans is trying to get back to normal after Wednesday's bloody terrorist attack, while the families of those killed are still reeling.
We laid 14 yellow roses down.
New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick on a memorial service as Bourbon Street was reopened to visitors.
And then there was prayer. And then in our culture here in New Orleans is music.
14 people out celebrating New Year's Eve in the French Quarter when a man in a pickup truck cut short their lives. I'm Jackie Quinn.
We are hearing from neighbors of the highly decorated soldier who authorities say shot and killed himself inside a Tesla Cybertruck just before it exploded outside Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas. The truck was packed with fireworks. Neighbor Cindy Helwig.
I would come out and they would come out with their dog and say hi to each other. Same with his wife. She'd come out and with the baby and say hi to each other. And
Matthew Leibelsberger was a 37-year-old Green Beret. Police in Southern California say two people are dead after a small plane crashed through the roof of a manufacturing building. This was near the Fullerton Municipal Airport in Orange County. The people who died are believed to have been on the airplane. Some people inside the building were injured. The FAA is investigating. Democratic senators had called for an investigation into Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas's acceptance of luxury trips, but the federal courts will not refer those allegations to the Justice Department. They say Justice Thomas has agreed to follow updated requirements on reporting trips and gifts. This is AP News. So whatever happened to COVID? The AP's Shelley Adler tracks it.
While it's not in the headlines anymore, COVID-19 is still with us. The COVID-19 virus is still around, though humanity has built up immunity through vaccinations and infections. But the virus continues to evolve, meaning scientists must track it closely. In this country, the CDC says an average of about 900 people a week have died of COVID-19 over the past year. The virus continues to affect older adults the most. Last winter, people who were 75 and older accounted for about half the nation's COVID-19 hospitalizations and in-hospital deaths. While the vaccines aren't perfect, they do a good job of preventing severe disease, hospitalization, and death. I'm Shelley Adler.
Aeromexico is the most on-time airline in the world, according to a data company. Delta was the best-scoring U.S. airline. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.